Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Well, today's guest is David McCush. David is the manager of the Winter Farmers Market in Arcata at the Arcata Plaza. So, David, how did this come about, a winter's market at the Arcata Plaza?
One of the things I heard years ago from someone that was always a neat thing is that we eat during the wintertime as well as in the summertime, and we can grow food in Humboldt County during the wintertime as well in the summertime. So why not provide that option for our customers? And so years ago, we tried to do a winter market in Eureka. And I believe there was a winter market attempt even earlier than that. The winter market in Eureka worked fairly well for a short amount of time, but it didn't get the momentum it needed to sustain itself. So that ended, and that was about 5 to 6 years ago. About 3 years ago, some of our farmers started setting up in front of Brio, you know, trying to sell their produce during the wintertime. We decided that we could help them out by making an official farmer's market, and we did that last year, and that was a success. We saw huge success in front of Brio last year with a lot of support from Brio, and we're real thankful for that. One of the biggest issues last year is that we didn't have enough space for all our farmers, and we saw sort of a justification to try to grow the market. And so this year, we are now doing it on the east side of the plaza on G Street, basically right in front of the Plaza Moonrise Herbs, Big Blue, that area. We are there from 10 to 2.
Okay. And is that on the plaza side of the street, or is it on the side of the street where the businesses are at?
We are facing the plaza. So we are on the plaza side of the street facing the plaza.
Nice. Okay. That sounds great. Now, one of the things that I noticed several years ago was it seemed like that I would see Henry Robertson out there in front of Brio, mm-hmm. and he'd be selling his olives, and he was all by himself. And then it seemed like the next year, then I saw more and more farmers out there selling their produce. And what a great thing to have the problem of not having enough room for all the farmers. And I think one of the things building the momentum is people knowing that it's going to be there from week to week. Now, what happens if it rains? It's going to rain eventually.
It's going to rain. First of all, talking about momentum, it's really good for us if we can keep our momentum year round, saying that we have a farmer market every week of the year in Humboldt County. And that's good for the farmers and so they don't have to like retrain the customers that were up and going again. So they, if someone goes to Arcata on a Saturday, they know that there will be a farmer's market there. And that's real important to us. So there's no question about whether or not there's a farmer's market. In case of rain, last year we did a farmer's market and we had rain days. We actually had a real mild winter last year. So it was good and bad for us because we don't know maybe how bad it might be if it's really, you know, aberrant weather. What we've done in the past when it rains is we all sort of share our canopies and put them out a few feet forward so the customers can walk under the canopies, and we wear jackets. And
yeah, really. Yeah. I know if you don't go outside in Humboldt County in the rain, you don't go outside. So get used to it, get over it, and go out and do it rain or shine. So that will be going, and people will know then. It doesn't matter. You don't have to look out your window, whether it's raining. Go to the farmer's market on Saturdays. Now, who are the farmers who are going to be there this year?
So right now, if I really push it, I have room for maybe 18 vendors. And that's actually, and so we're already running into issues of not enough space, which is sort of a nice problem to have again. But as the winter goes on, less farmers will show up because not everyone can grow stuff during the winter. But we should have a good amount of farmers through the winter. That said, early season farmers will be different than late season farmers. Right now, we're seeing a lot of some of the crops that were still growing during the summertime are still holding on because it was a mild fall. During sort of the peak winter or the middle winter, we'll see farms like Organic Matters there, I&I Farms with their brassicas and the root crops. Earthly Edibles will be there, and he has a lot of brassicas as well. There's people with meat there, with lamb. There's
right, yeah.
Eggs as well. People can keep eggs going throughout the winter, which is nice. Honey will be there. We have honey throughout the season. The lady who sells soap will be there, and people with fibers will be there as well. Like sweaters and such like that with their own fibers.
Now, in the past, I know there's been kind of a segregation between some of the people who provided food items were kind of in the center of the plaza, mm-hmm. and then people who were farmers were on the outside of the plaza. Is it now just a mix of different vendors?
In California, Certified Farmer's Market is only open to farmers. So you can have in what's called the official Certified Farmer's Market, you can only have farmers. And then you're allowed to have a non-ag section, which is actually separate from the farmer's market. So if you're not an ag producer, you can't be in a farmer's market. So traditionally, we've always had two sections at all our farmer's markets. We have the non-ag section and the ag section. We do still have a separation of non-ag and ag at the winter market. South end of the plaza is the non-ag section, and the north end is the ag section.
Okay. Is CalFresh accepted during the winter market?
We do accept CalFresh. We are still also continuing the Humboldt Market Match program, whereas if you come to our market and swipe your card for $10, we'll actually give you $5 in benefits extra that you can use for local fruits and vegetables.
Great. Produce being so important and harder to come by, I think. What specific crops are available at the farmer's market?
We're going to see stuff like lettuce, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. We'll see beets. We'll see mustard greens. Like I said, we'll see eggs and lamb, chicken, perhaps some rabbits. There's two farmers that might be bringing rabbits from time to time. There's honey. There's bottled salsas, like hot sauces from locally grown peppers. There are grains, wheat and barley, as well as other grains.
And I think one of the nice things, too, is they grind it for you. So you can buy a bag of wheat as opposed to buying the grain and having to grind it yourself.
This is true.
Well, how about plans for expansion? I mean, it sounds like there are a lot more farmers who are interested in being part of this market. Is there a way that it could then go from G Street around the corner and, you know, down 9th Street or something like that?
This is a good idea. Right now, we're sort of taking it one step at a time. We want to see how we do just on the east side of the plaza. And again, if we do move forward, we'd have to discuss it with the city. But right now, we just want to, you know, see success with this year and sort of take it one step at a time. So far, we've had our first market, and it was overwhelmingly successful. And it was, to me, it was just phenomenal. I was very happy about it.
Great.
And the customers were happy, and the vendors were happy, and it was a great scene.
So if people continue to support the farmer's market, though, in the wintertime, that there may be a chance that it might expand, that there might be farmers who might grow different things in anticipation of having a year-round market.
This is a big deal. One of the things about having a winter market is actually working with the farmers to make sure they're planting for the market. And we've done a lot of work in that this year and just letting farmers know that we are going forward with this and we'd love to have your support. And they've given us their support, which is really great as well.
Are farmers bringing things like things that keep well? I'm thinking like some of the squash, that seems to keep pretty well. I think potatoes keep fairly well.
So in terms of like a winter market, a storage crop is something that is a good idea to grow earlier so you can sell it throughout the season. And winter squash would be a great fit for that, for example.
I'm thinking apples, too. It's been a huge apple year, it seems like.
It's been a huge apple year, and there is an apple farmer that was there this week, and he'll be there next week.
Do you think with the cottage food bill that has recently been passed in California that we might see more and more processed foods made from locally grown produce that might appear in the farmer's market?
Yes, we are already starting to see stuff like that. One of the farms that's at the market right now is Earth and Hands Farm, and he's making his own hot sauce and selling it using those laws.
And it seems like, too, I mean, the farmers then are getting a bigger piece of the revenue from their crops rather than having somebody else, you know, take their crop and get the value added money from it. They're able to do that themselves.
Exactly. It's a huge deal. And I know a lady also who is growing fruits in her backyard just so she can make her own jams. And that's sort of cool that people are actually even stepping up to say, I want to do this and I want to be legitimate. And so She's gone through all the work just to make a backyard farm to sell jam.
Well, this has been great finding out about the expansion of the Winter Farmers Market for the North Coast Growers Association. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with David McCush. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.